Lord is my shepherd, therefore can I lack nothing. He shall feed me in a green pasture and lead me forth beside the waters of comfort. He shall convert my soul and bring me forth in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou shalt prepare a table before me against them that trouble me. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, and my cup shall be full. But thy loving kindness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The only one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of the strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Here endeth the lesson.
Magnificat anima mea
et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo.
Qui respexit humilitate ancilis sue. ecce enim ex hoc. Beata mericens omnes generationes.
Thank you.
patentes de sede, et exaltavi humiles.
Esuientes in plebit bonis, et divites dimisit in honest.
Suscepit Israel, puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae.
Sicut locutus est ad patres nostras, Abraham et semi,
Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Amen. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. In the name of the God of love, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. The writer of John's Gospel must have had little more than a basic understanding of how sheep behave. My grandparents had many sheep, and I remember dreading being asked as a teenager to help move the sheep from one field to another. Why would you want to go through a 20-foot wide open gate when there are hedges with small holes to get tangled in? John, however, did know that the role of a shepherd was to tend, to look after and to protect the sheep. And in theory, the sheep are put into the sheepfold at night to protect them from wolves and thieves. They're in there, the door is locked, and all is safe and sound for the night. The next day, the shepherd opens the gate, and out they go to pasture to munch on rich, verdant grass. This insight into first century farming techniques shows us that sheep can't spend their whole lives in the sheepfold, no matter how safe that enclosure may be. For starters, there's no food in the fold. The sheep there may be warm and comfortable and safe, but then the next day they must follow the shepherd out of the fold in order to find sustenance, in order to live. And so we are told, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow them. This translation, the New Revised Standard Version, doesn't quite pick up the energy or the importance of the Greek. The word brought out is a translation of the Greek ekbale. And this word ekbale, this verb ekbale, is translated elsewhere as cast out, when Jesus is casting out demons, when he is throwing the money changers out of the temple. Ekbale is used when Jesus is involved in some form of battle, when he is pushing or pulling, when he is throwing or shoving, when he is driving or exercising or casting out. So the slightly bland bringing out that we get here doesn't seem to fit with the original Greek. And that, I think, is very important because it shows how the challenge that we read of today in the Gospel is one which involves some pushing and pulling, some shoving and some driving. Because, of course, Jesus is not talking here about sheep, but he's talking about you and about me. He's talking about calling out to us and speaking a word to us that will bring us out of our own sheepfolds, that will bring us out of those places of comfort and safety that we have built around us. Now, of course, it is important for us to have our own sheepfolds where we can retreat in times of trouble, where we go to get comfort and solace. But we can't live our lives in them. For a start, there is little sustenance of food for body, mind, soul, or spirit in sheepfolds. They are places to go for comfort and safety. They are not the places that we go to experience challenges and trials, or to enjoy new opportunities, all of which furthers and develops our life. All of us are in a form of sheepfold at the moment, and it is important that we are, so we shield ourselves and others from this virus. But when we are free to leave, I suspect we too might need to be brought out in the Greek sense, in the ekbale sense, because we have begun to get used to our own company and our own space. And I think that mixing with others and having more freedom will also be a challenge for us. But when we are brought or pushed or come out of our sheepfolds, what new experiences do we hope to have? What have we learnt about ourselves whilst in our sheepfolds? What have we learnt that we need to change or adapt so that, as Jesus says at the end of today's lesson, that we may have life and have it abundantly? Amen. Let us pray. O Almighty God, who alone canst order the unruly wills and affections of sinful men, grant unto thy people that they may love the thing which thou commandest, and desire that which thou dost promise, that so, among the sundry and manifold changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. Light in our darkness we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as our Saviour Christ has taught, so we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of the God of love, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, be with you now and always. Amen.
The Lord preserve your going out and your coming in. Alleluia, alleluia. From this time forth and forevermore. Alleluia, alleluia.